Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This little bit of donut.
Enjoy that donut.
Mm-hmm.
Might have the other bit.
I do like donuts actually, every now and then.
I love donuts.
Yeah, a lot of people love them, and I'm more reluctant than that.
We don't have the budget for that.
Sorry.
And I don't have the fucking brain space to hear you sing it.
I would love to sing Skyfall. No. Just giving it my fucking all.
No.
I think I will. Maybe that's the song I'll do on stage one day.
Oh my God. This big fucking Florence Foster Jenkins performance of all of the greatest hits by Alice Bennett. You've been talking about singing on stage for years.
No.
Yes, you have.
For like a year.
No, longer than a year.
Maybe. I've played around with it as an idea for a lot of time.
We've been talking about it on the podcast for a long time.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You just need to bite the bullet and do it on an Instagram live.
On an Instagram. Makes me feel sick inside. Makes me feel absolutely sick inside.
That would be so funny.
It would be. The thing is, when I do it, I just have to do it fully sincerely, and it's going to take me a while to work up to that point.
Yeah.
But I'll get there. Oh, look, we've just started the podcast. That's
You've
cool.
Never, yeah, organically. Yeah. You just mentioned it. What was I going to say? Oh, fuck, I hate cupcakes. Like, cupcakes are over, and people need to know that.
Well, hold on. Can I ask a question?
Nan's had a birthday recently.
All right. Okay.
She got a lot of cupcakes given to her. Sure, they're cute. Some cupcakes are delicious. But just they're over. Like,
I don't know.
Frosting to cake ratio is out of whack these days.
Too much frosting.
Way too much frosting. Equal amounts of frosting to cake. Cake is yum on its own. Give me a slice of cake any
day. I disagree so strongly with you.
Yeah, yeah, but you're whack.
I don't think...
You're not a sweets person, so you're not in your jurisdiction.
Sure, okay, sure. I'm outside of my what I'm allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I enjoy a red velvet cupcake with a cream cheese icing, and I like that.
I don't think you've seen enough cupcakes recently.
That's true. I mean, accurately. I'm not interacting with cupcakes that much
on a regular basis.
No, not on a reg base.
I think the best cupcakes I've had. Oof, tough to say. What are some of the best I've had? I mean, I just miss a good old like old fashioned cupcake with just some frosting that's not buttercream. You know.
What do you mean?
Like once you like once you get it at kids' parties or something.
Oh, do you know what? My nan used to make little vanilla little ones. They're kind of like a quarter of the size of the cupcakes you get now, I reckon. And they would have like a little icing with hundreds and thousands on them. And I did love those.
They were so just simple.
And sometimes you'd cut the middle of them open and put a bit of cream in there.
Yeah.
And that was fucking
like a fairy
good.
Cake.
Yeah.
Just simplicity. Like my flatmate back in the UK, Emma, she makes coconut cupcakes sometimes. They're gorgeous, but it's just the ratios are correct, you know? Put a little coconut cream in the frosting, a little bit in the batter.
Can I ask, this isn't something that you've brought up with me privately. So is that a topic that where you got a hot take on it and then you were like, I'm going to wait till the podcast to share that? Or did it just occur to you in the moment?
Thank you for asking about my process. And it just occurred to me in the moment, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but we just ate a donut and then that naturally progressed to cupcakes.
Yeah.
And all of that.
I enjoy parts of those donuts.
I love
them.
Support local. Support your local donut shop.
Fuck, that's so important.
You're holding that like a vape. You're holding my hair clip like a vape.
Fuck, I'm so fucking... I just need it.
No, you can't have it.
I want it so fucking bad. And do you know what kills me about it? Is that, like, yes, I made the decision to quit vaping and I asked for assistance in that. Mm-hmm. For my flatmate Leon to take my vape from me. But I'm also an adult now who's making the decision that I no longer want to quit. And so it's like, you have to also respect that decision. You can't just respect the first decision where I wanted to quit, because I am an adult with autonomy and therefore I am allowed to go back on my word.
That's such a ridiculously bad argument for a person trained in law as well.
I don't even think that is a bad argument. Why is that a bad argument? We allow people to change their minds on things.
You're in an altered state. You are in an altered state.
Am I in an altered state? Because I'm still having nicotine tablets.
You're in withdrawal.
Withdrawal from what?
From the oral fixation of vaping, from the high nicotine content of a vape compared to nicotine gum or whatever, like whatever else you're using. You are in an altered state. So, also, I mean, look, because then that just opens a whole can of worms. Like, well, then what level should you be respecting your decision? What level of your mind state should people be respecting your decision at? The one that
you're
currently in.
You're the one who's saying my mind state is altered. So clearly you have a better grasp on where my mind state is at any particular point.
But what you're saying is that your mind state now should be more... respected than your previous one.
I'm merely asking for it to be as respected as my previous
one. Which means it's not an argument to say you could have the vape back, because if those are, both of those opinions and those different states are of equal importance, then that's just nil.
You just go by whatever the most recent opinion is.
No, that's bullshit.
It's not bullshit. People change their mind all the time.
That's ridiculous.
There are a thousand things that we used to think that we no longer think, and that we have. Fuck.
You know that you don't believe in this argument as well. It's so funny.
It's not that I don't believe in the argument. It's just that, like, I do believe in it.
No, you don't, because you wouldn't even be making this decision. All you would do is you'd go out and buy another vape.
Well, it might come to that.
Well, exactly. But if you really... Because you basically are going, my rights are being taken away from me.
I'm not saying my rights are being taken away from me. I'm saying I'm not being respected.
You're not being respected for someone trying to do something that you previously asked them to do. And also, you're asking them to... When you ask Leon to take it away from you, you say, don't give it back to me. Don't give it back to me. You're telling him, giving him clear instructions to not let you have that vape. And so and if he gives it back to you, he's failing what your previous self
Can I ask this? Okay, let me set up a hypothetical situation for you.
It's not his responsibility.
Sure, let's just set up a hypothetical. It's 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I say to you, Rose, do you want dinner? And you say, yes, please. Mm-hmm. And then 6:30 rolls around and you have actually changed your mind. You no longer want dinner. Now, am I to force feed you the dinner you previously asserted that you wanted?
You've asked
or am I to respect your opinion and accept that you no longer want dinner?
You have asked the wrong person, because I 100% would eat the dinner out of politeness.
I'm not asking what you should do in this scenario. I'm saying what should I do?
That's a false equivalence, because you're force feeding something rather than not giving someone something. That's a stupid. That's not a fair example.
Okay, how about this? It's 5:30 p.m. and I say, Rose, do you want dinner?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, no, thank you.
Yes.
Then it's 6:30 p.m. There's mm-hmm. enough dinner for two, and you tell me. You would like dinner. Now, would
you... That's not the situation.
Would you be upset if I then withheld dinner from you, even though dinner was readily available?
That's not the right equivalence. What the actual accurate one would be I would say at 5:30, you'd ask, do you want dinner? And I'll say, no. And also, if I do ask for it, if I ask for dinner at 6:30, do not give me dinner. And then you say, okay. And then you make an agreement between you and I at 5:30 that you will not give me dinner. At 6:30 rolls around, I say, I want dinner. And you say, no, you are within your rights to do that. And I cannot be upset at you for doing that, because I told you to do that. And if I really wanted to, I could go out and get dinner myself, couldn't I? Because I'm an adult. It's ridiculous trying to reason with you. You're coming down from vaping. This is impossible.
Yeah. You know what? I agree with you.
You've come round.
I've come round, but I'm absolutely furious because I do just fucking need something. I just need something.
But maybe this is the problem, though, because now it's like, okay, so...
Like, I'm trying to drink water.
Yeah, take that situation, right? Take that situation. Is that you're feeling physical withdrawal from something, right? You're feeling a physical feeling that can often be tied to emotions, but you cannot tie those things to logic. We just tried to argue. You just tried to argue your way around to getting something that you crave physically through a logical argument.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, but it's like.
But I still, but we do that all the time.
Do you feel in your body? Do you feel in your body? Are you feeling yourself in your body? You're going, I feel these ways and it's because of this withdrawal.
The feeling I have in my body, I don't know if I am more irritable today than I normally am, for example. Only you and Leon can be the judge of that. But I feel in my body that sensation when you finish something salty and you're like, I just need something sweet. Like, I just need, like,
yeah,
just a tiny bit of something just to, like, and that's what it feels, but, like, times 10. It's just like, it's the same, because I would have that sensation before I vaped. So I'm used to having this feeling, as in like before I took a vape, not like
you've got
before.
An itch for it.
Yeah. And I just want to scratch it,
mm-hmm,
and I can't scratch it right now.
Mm. Yeah.
And that bothers me.
It's weird. It's weird, man. I think you've got a more addictive personality than I do.
Oh, yeah. I 100% have a more addictive personality.
Yeah, it's quite odd.
I don't know. Lots of people have addictive personalities.
No, it's not odd to have an addictive personality, but it's just like, how does that happen, you know?
I don't know. I think it's because, like, I think that it's indicative of what my type of personality is, like, at large. You know, I'm very much like an all or nothing type of person, you know?
Rum with like a little bit of...
I think so, yeah. I think you're very good at moderation.
But then...
Devastatingly.
Well, not particularly, but do you think that is true of you in a wider context?
Yes.
I don't see how that's true of me ever in a wider context, but...
I think it's pretty true of me.
I can't really be restrictive. I'm really bad at restricting. Like, I've never been on, like, a diet, like, a proper diet.
Yeah, but you're very good at moderation of all sorts of things. Like, and you disagree with this, but I've never seen you finish a meal.
Yeah, this is so weird. Alice has got something in her head that
I've
never
once seen you finish a meal.
I would start pointing out when I finish an entire meal in front. I finished an entire meal at lunch.
Mm.
I ate extra dumplings. Every time I don't finish a meal, you go, wow.
That is how I feel about not finishing a meal. Anytime I see someone not finish a meal or stop because they go, I'm full, when I feel like they've hardly eaten anything, I'm like, to me, that's like a magic trick. Like, that's how I view that. Like, I cannot imagine being in that situation unless I was sick.
But I eat a lot, though. I would say I eat, like, big portions because I'm a big gal. I'm tall and I've got big muscles. But... I do eat quite a bit, but I think I don't eat regularly, which is quite bad.
Do you want to talk about what your energy was like these last couple of days, or do you want to just keep that between you and I?
It wasn't good, was it? Well, it was good. I thought it was good.
I thought you were your higher self.
Looking back on the events of yesterday. I was definitely up and down. I didn't know whether or not I was right. I am riding like a hormonal high post period at the moment. Mm. It's for sure. But this one's been interesting because it's been in lockdown. And so it's like I've got all this energy to do stuff, but then I don't have any of the ability to do it. I can't write at the moment. I've been watching a lot of videos.
Mm.
I cried yesterday laughing, and then it just kind of just... And I wasn't crying, but it just turned into actual just tears coming out of my eyes.
Mm.
I've been really easy to tear up recently, which is weird. Mm. In my post in my post lockdown. I mean, sorry, post period energy. But no, I was quite aggressive yesterday. I'll be the first to admit it. And been really enjoying music. I found myself in the car. It's like I'm high. It's like I'm high all the time. I'm in the car, and I was like dancing in my. I was
Fuck,
dancing in my
wild.
Car today. Yeah, a Stevie Wonder song came on, and I really got taken over by the music. And in that moment, I was at the lights, and I went, "God, music's great." I was just genuinely like, had a real moment going, "Wow, music is fantastic. It really makes you feel, it makes you move, and it makes you, I don't know, I just can't imagine people not liking music."
I just come over here just because we were talking about Chris Martin earlier, and I realized I forgot to, not earlier on the podcast, earlier in our real life, where we both agreed that he's fucking hot, actually.
Yeah.
And, like, don't even care if
Chris
people
Martin
disagree.
2020. I'm going to Google that.
Chris Martin, because I think I learned something about him the other day, but I can't 100%... be sure.
God, he's hot, eh? London, British bloke.
Interesting
Chris
guy.
Martin.
Chris Martin was a virgin until he was 22 in the early days of Coldplay and allegedly pursued fellow pop stars Nelly Furtado and Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah, he wrote
unconfirmed rates of success. He really drinks and doesn't smoke or take drugs because he doesn't like being out of control.
He wrote Shiver, my favourite Coldplay song, obviously, about Natalie Imbruglia, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
God, what an interesting
guy.
Nerd. He is a nerd. I love that, actually.
How do you think Dakota Johnson and him are doing?
I think they're really strong.
Do you think they're really in love?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they're really in love as well.
I presume everyone's in love, though.
Maybe not great. Interesting. Sorry, we're both just Googling Chris Martin now. This is just it's dead air, isn't it?
When's the last time you had a crush?
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, every day, you dumbass.
Right, yeah.
Chris Martin, daughters, children, how old are they?
You love to crush her.
I love to crush, and I like to idealize a person and make up my own version of them without actually interacting with them and then inevitably being disappointed with their actual flaws as human beings.
Yeah, I think I go the other way.
Oh, really?
I think I assume they all have flaws and therefore I never get to actually, like, you know, see how good they are.
Don't know what that means. What do you mean?
Well,
and I don't care to know. No, go on.
Nah, you don't care to know. You don't care to know.
But also,
you don't care to know.
They've been dating since October 2017.
I know, it's a long time.
Fuck me, that's wild.
Yeah. And do you know she's neighbours with Jimmy Kimmel?
Is she?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And she also called out their other neighbour for getting her, like, granddad's truck towed. At a party. She was on Jimmy Kimmel. I saw her talking about it. They were at some, like, fancy celebrity party or some shit.
Yeah.
And her and Jimmy were talking, and the other neighbors came over here, and Jimmy was like, "Neighbor reunion." And then the first thing she said to them was, "Did you get my granddad's truck towed?"
Amazing.
I know. I love that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm like, what a fucking legend. I also love that on her Architectural Digest video, she doesn't show off her bedroom. Mm. I'm like, cool, keep it private.
She's a Hollywood child.
Yes, she is. She's extremely privileged. There's no getting around that. And I realize that yeah.
It's like, sometimes it's like, look, they're just like us. They have a sardonic sense of humor. And you're like,
yes, but they're not. Yeah,
they're not just like us, you know.
That's so true.
But no, props to her. Yeah. If I met her, I'd kiss her ass so bad.
What is your tact when you meet a famous...
Well, it all comes out.
...famous person, do you reckon?
I don't care. No, saying kiss ass is pretty crazy, but I want to be like cool in front of them for sure. Like make a cool impression.
Wow, really interesting.
You don't give a shit about anyone.
I don't give a shit about anyone, generally. Although I will say this, that time that I spoke to Stephen Colbert,
yes.
I truly was a puddle of mud.
Really?
And it's not even from the perspective of...
Being the biggest fan of him already.
No, not even in the slightest. Mm-hmm. It was more just like feeling kind of out of body in the sense of he's only someone I've ever seen on television.
Yeah.
So to acknowledge that he's like a person in life... And I'd already seen his show and stuff as well, which is weird. So I knew that he was a...
Also, full context, you were meeting him with Jacinda Ardern, that rando bitch as well. Like,
oh my God, I hope that's the pull quote from this podcast. Rose Mutterfield, Jacinda Ardern, that rando bitch.
What I mean is that, like, the context of this is that you were talking about how you're starstruck about meeting Stephen Colbert, and then, but also Jacinda, like, you don't, like, Jacinda Ardern did not... even like register in your mind as being a weird person to talk to, but because you know Jacinda.
Well, I don't really know her. Like, we're not friends.
We've talked before,
but I was friendly with her when she was like a list MP in the late, you know, like before she was like, everyone was like fucking, I don't know, kissing the ground that she walks on.
Yeah, of course.
And I like her, for the record.
Wow, that's going to be the pull quote.
I like her
instead of rando bitch. For the record. I like her, for the record. What's this about? Rando bitch. Allison,
I mean, that sounded like I was bitter about her, but I think she's great.
You are bitter about her, and that she's...
About her, and that she is Prime Minister, and I am not.
Yeah, exactly.
But
she knows
gone
that.
On extremely different paths.
Yeah, for sure.
The one thing that she said to me, and I will always remember it,
yeah.
Because I was like, that's kind of a... I'll tell you, and then you tell me what you think about this, okay? So when I was like 22 or 23 or whatever, mm-hmm. I was really wanted to be a politician for the Labour Party mm-hmm. or the Green Party. I couldn't decide.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met with her, and I was talking to her, and she was like giving me advice about how to get into politics, rah, rah, rah. This was when she was like, you know, just, I think maybe she was the Auckland Central mm-hmm. candidate or not, I don't know. And she was super nice to me. And then in the end, I was like, all these things that you're saying, they all sound like Green Party values. Like, why aren't you for the Greens? And she said, because I'd rather chain myself to a house than a tree.
Wow.
Which I always thought was, like, so interesting about, like...
Wow.
It just... Okay, do you have a thought initially on that? Or do you want to give me what my read on it was?
I'd rather train myself to a house just because it would be like closer to
where
a kitchen.
You can live, can't you?
Exactly,
yeah.
You know, and people would be in there.
I felt like it was snarky.
Well, possible. Well, it's cynical, isn't it?
It is cynical. Yeah, it's cynical. But politicians are fucking cynical, man.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, God, I wish that I could have done politics, but there's just no way I could be a politician.
Not anymore.
No, fuck no.
But back then, maybe, yeah, you could have been a really successful politician, yeah.
What do you think it is that has ruined my chances now?
Your sardonic wit. Wow, I don't really have an appealing laugh, do I?
You do.
No, I don't. What has ruined your chances at being a politician? You lost your way.
It is interesting to think about, like, okay, so you know when you first, when people first become politicians, well, they first become, like, in the spotlight as a politician, because you could be, like, a low-list MP and no one's going to give a shit about you, but, like, the first time you become a politician, like, in the spotlight, and then you, suddenly everyone knows shit about you, and inevitably the first thing you have to do is address a whole bunch of stuff about like stuff that you've done in your past or said or positions you've held that you no longer hold. What do you think is like the first like three things that you, politician Rose Mutafeel, would have to, like, straight off the bat just be like, okay, these things.
Well, I actually thought about this recently because I was like, God, maybe I should just become a children's entertainer. Like, in terms of going, like, I reckon I could be a really good children's, like a children's TV presenter for quite small children. I can play the ukulele. I've got big eyes.
Ivy loves you.
Ivy loves me. It's Alice's niece, and she got hair, big hair, etc. And I was thinking that, and I was like, well, would I be able to do that? Because I've said some smutty things in there on the old. But then Bob Saget, I suppose, was in Full House, so that's fine. But if I was a politician, I would have to. Interesting. It would be material. It'd be like digging up old jokes, probably.
Yeah, sure.
Or like written
things. Can you remember any jokes where you're like, ah, fuck, I wish.
I've got tons, but none of them were really recorded. Like tons, right. Like tons of just going of the time, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, I think I've talked about it on the podcast once of like one time when like, I was like really young and I wrote like a blog post and like, you know, it was a really interesting, it was just like literally the era of horrific kind of normalization of like date rape jokes and stuff.
Yeah, you know right. What I mean?
That was like early 2000s / mid 2000s. So it would become this thing where like roofie, like you know, like
so yeah, roofies, such and such roofies, no, and stuff, yeah, yeah.
You know, would become like sort of like shorthand for like being like blacking out or not doing, like not knowing about something. And I wrote about it in a blog one time, and then someone was like, that's a terrible joke. And I was like, oh my God. And I cried for like 10 minutes, and then I apologized. And they were like, hey, no worries. And I took it out. And I was like, oh my God, that's how easy it is to just change something. So that's not on the internet anymore. So basically nothing, yeah.
Oh, so you're in the clear.
Well, I don't
so you're still good to
maybe
go.
Maybe like, I don't know, like, I guess maybe like, I don't know if there's, I actually don't know. I don't think there's many nudes of me. So I don't think that would be one of the things you could get. There's no, I just don't think there is. I mean, that's so depressing. That's
it's
really
not depressing,
depressing
at all. I think that's kind of good that you've been you've had a presence as long as you, and there's nothing that would stop you from being a politician.
No, there's definitely some. Well, my intelligence, really.
Please.
Maybe my
please.
My dad would always say that
you don't believe
I'm
that.
On like upper me on a list because of his affiliations. With the Polynesian Panthers and the government and all that shit as being a protester. His phones got tapped, etc. So I'm probably on a list somewhere.
I love the possibility that there's somewhere, someone in the government genuinely thinks that you are a threat. If only they could see
I reckon.
How you spend your
oh
days.
Oh my God. I could be a threat due to my affiliations with my father.
Sure.
I mean, he's not too much. And otherwise, all of the stuff we've said on this podcast.
Yeah, I always wonder, because like, I haven't gone back and like listened to the podcast, if there's stuff out there that we've said that's fucking terrible. Please, if you're listening to this podcast and you remember stuff we've said that's dodgy, please email us at bonersoftheheart. And let us know. I'm
Why?
Curious. Because okay. I'm curious to know.
Yeah.
We've been going for quite a while here, so who knows what kind of jokes and things we've talked about that we no longer would, you know?
That's what's weird about comedy, though, isn't it? It's like, it is, I don't know, I sound like Bill Hicks, but, oh, actually, I don't believe that. Sometimes, like there's so many different styles of comedy. I mean, people go like, comedy's about pushing the envelope. It's like, it's actually not. Like, some people to fucking do mime. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That's not what
comedy is. I
don't
think that's
is.
True.
Not pushing the envelope, but, like, fighting with the lines.
Some comedy is about that.
Yeah, but...
Not exclusively.
When you do, like, shitty, whimsical comedy, like me.
I hate...
And all my friends.
I don't do whimsical comedy.
Oh, no, you do heavy-hitting political.
I don't do that either.
No.
I just tell... Honestly... Mainly boring stories.
Me too.
Hate the concept of having an opinion and having to stand by it.
Okay. Yeah. As a politician.
Is in any way.
I It's so hard. It's so weird with politics because to go into it with the best of intentions, like I think there's similar, like it's weird because it relies on. What's weird is that it relies on many of the similar abilities that cross over with people like comedians and performers and all that stuff, because you have to be
politics.
Yeah, absolutely. Of like just being obviously being a front facing, your job being front facing.
Sure.
And all of that. But you also have to back it up with genuine.
That's why Ronald Reagan was a great president.
Exactly. But then you have to back it up with, you know, like actual work and intelligence and an opinion on how you think the world to be a better place. But it's just those little things that, like, I just don't know how you'd be able to compromise on the values that inspired you to get into something to then gain more power to try and, like, it's like a weird circular thing which is kind of contradicting itself, you know? Like,
well, the thing about what it feels like in politics just watching from the outside is that it's impossible to hold an ideological position on anything because you will literally never achieve that thing. And at some point, every politician, regardless of what party you're a part of, you are selling yourself out in terms of what you actually believe, but you're doing it on the premise that it's somehow for the greater good. But there's actually no way of knowing if it is indeed for the greater good. You're just making that judgment call. And that seems like a fucking stressful way to live.
Also, I think maybe some politicians don't see it as the greater good. I think it's like being a representative for the community they come from. With, you know what I mean? Like, and in terms of if you're a middle-aged white man who's a national MP, you're representing the community that you come from.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Because you're striving for the greater good of the people that you, your community, and yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's putting that above.
But it's interesting because it depends on what you think of, like, obviously you and I are both left-leaning people, and it's like, is your conception of right-leaning people that they don't care about the same things that we do, or that they do care about the same things that we do, they just have different methodology of how it's meant to be achieved?
I think both, and I think in saying that, I think in admitting that there's a difference in the methodology, then admits that there's a difference in what the people that they care about. Do you know what I mean? In terms of who is it the greatest amount of harm reduction for this group over this group, and the methodology of how you achieve that? Or it's like, if you value the economic growth of your country more so than the social welfare of everyone in your country, it's like, and because those things would be possibly directly related. I don't know. I think it's, maybe it's a willful, like, it's a willful denial of how those things can are related, or like, or how you value one thing more than another.
Yeah. I mean, like, I do truly believe it's impossible to be a social liberal and a fiscal conservative.
Totally.
But yet, there are people out there claiming that every day.
Well, yeah.
If Chris Martin.
It's tough. It's tough.
Bring, bring.
Oh, no, I hate calls!
Bring, bring.
We'll end it out on this fucking call. All right. Hello, you're speaking to Bonus of the Heart.
Hey, how you doing? It's me, Chris Martin.
No, mustn't be Chris Martin.
It's me, Chris Martin.
No, Chris Martin is from Exeter in the UK.
Hey, and I don't think, yeah, I love Exeter.
Oh my god,
are you upset with me? I thought you'd want to hear from me.
It's getting better. Hey Chris Martin, what's going on?
Oh, listen, I've just been listening to the pod, and I can see you're on your computer. You're not even engaging with me.
How can you
at
see
this
me?
Point
sorry,
at this point,
where are you? Where
you're
are
not
you?
Even trying to fucking make this podcast entertainment.
It's Oziana. Oh, I see Oziana.
Hey, how you fucking doing?
Fuck that bitch, man. Sorry, that was strong language.
Nah, fair enough. Let's end this.
We've
both run out of energy. I think we ran out of steam maybe 2 minutes into this podcast.
Yeah, also, I talked about politics when I have no knowledge about it.
Same.
No, as if. Oh my god, shut the fuck up. I am so bad at politics. I don't really care.
You do I wish care. I could care. You do know a lot.
I wish I could
it's
care.
It's just your brand to say that you don't, blah,
no,
blah,
it's not
blah.
My brand.
It is your brand.
Well, my brand is to be self-deprecating, sure, and admit that I know nothing. But, I mean, you know, I got ideas, and I got big ideas. And you'll see them one day once I get off that list of the government because of my dad's affiliations with the Polynesian Panthers.
Once you're off the no-fly list. Yeah.
Oh my god, my abs hurt, man.
It's fucking same. Yeah. My abs are actually killing me, but I'm also kind of loving it.
Yeah, we did a workout yesterday, and we're going to be doing a workout again
sick.
Tomorrow.
Oh, I just missed a call from my doctor.
Nice. Right, I better go get it. News. Okay, bonus of the heart, bonusoftheheart@gmail.com.
Next episode. We're so sorry, Alice couldn't make it to the podcast.
Guys, I know we should have edited that out at the end of the last podcast, but so just a quick update.
Oh god.
Okay. Let's end the podcast. Thank you for listening. Yeah. And please email in. Thank you for the email so far. Hopefully your lockdowns are going okay, especially to all our listeners in Australia, in Melbourne, who are perhaps still locked down.
Love to
also
Melbourne.
In Auckland. And let's hope it's done soon so I can get out there and, you know, just, you know, expel this energy, and Alice can get out there and you know, buy a vape, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. Ta-da. Bonus of the heart.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.